At Thursday's COVID-19 briefing, Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell announced 16 new cases of COVID-19 in the province. Five of those cases were in Zone 1, the Southeast region. With 24 recoveries province-wide, the total active cases has now dropped to 256. In Zone 1, the active case count dropped by just 1 to 58 active cases on Thursday. Yesterday marked 16 days for Zone 1 to be in the red phase of restrictions, and though the active case count in Zone 1 is now as low as it was on January 15th, several days before the red phase was triggered, Russell said that it was still too early to relax restrictions in Zone 1 or Zone 5, the Edmundston region.
While we are seeing progress in the numbers, and they appear to be trending in the right direction, restrictions now in place in these two zones will continue until at least early next week. We are continually reevaluating conditions in these zones, and we are firmly fixed on the objective of getting these communities out of their current restrictions. In the days ahead, we will be watching for signs that the outbreaks in these areas can be contained with fewer restrictions on public movement, and I hope to be in front of you on Monday with that good news.
Testing slowed down yesterday with only 1,124 tests conducted, 248 of those in Zone 1. Russell put several plugs in for testing, asking people not to ignore mild symptoms and go get assessed.
We learned a hard lesson over the holidays about how quickly the virus can be spread through gatherings, especially if people ignore very mild symptoms and don't get tested.
Russell also pointed out that any flu-like symptoms, usually very common at this time of year, are more than likely not the flu because of the near disappearance of that virus this year.
When considering symptoms, it is very important to keep in mind there has only been one case of influenza detected in New Brunswick so far this year. Normally, we see between 300 and 600 hospitalizations per flu season, and this year we have zero hospitalizations from the flu. So if you have symptoms that you would normally associate with a cold or a flu, please get tested. It is more likely that you have COVID-19.
Not all COVID tests will be screened for the UK variant, which was identified recently in three of New Brunswick's cases. Testing for COVID variants happens at the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg, and Russell says that the province sends samples from cases they consider to be higher risk for those more contagious strains.
We do have criteria to identify people that we think are higher risk, so travel to areas that are high risk. And that's going to continue to evolve because now that it's found in more and more places, then we understand that it's going to become increasingly problematic. And over the course of 3 months, we will see the variant, the UK variant anyway, replace the current variant, the current version of COVID-19.
Russell said in addition to testing high-risk samples, the province also does something called sentinel testing, where they pick random samples from each of the 7 health zones each week. That's how the variant was found in the case in Miramichi, said Russell. It was a randomly selected case that was sent in. Russell also said New Brunswick is currently waiting on the results of 36 samples. A total of 178 samples have been sent to Winnipeg since December 23rd. 139 came back negative, and 3 came back positive. Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd also spoke Thursday, offering sympathy but no relief to rotational workers who are now required to self-isolate away from their families, creating near perpetual isolation for some.
I understand that we are asking a lot when we say that travelers, including rotational workers, must self-isolate for 14 days away from their loved ones. I'm not going to pretend this is easy. It's painful, and it may not seem fair. But COVID-19 does not have a sense of fairness. I want to be clear. The problem is not rotational workers themselves. The problem is that all travelers are susceptible to the virus.
Shepherd also addressed those wondering when the province might return to the fondly remembered yellow phase of restrictions, which is currently under revision to address new challenges posed by coronavirus variants. The minister did not provide much hope.
While I know we would all like to see the province go back to yellow, that is not an option at this time. We need to get some restrictions in place while we get outbreaks under control. And we need time to ensure COVID-19 variants are not spreading. For now, our goal is to move the entire province to the orange alert level. as soon as we can.
That was Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd speaking at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing by the province.